Hey, it's Bob. Just pay attention. You know how he hates it when you're not listening. Here's Gruber.
Several years ago, I was turning in newspapers for a recycling effort. And when I dropped them off, I was looking at the place, and it was this huge building, a warehouse-sized building, and there were all of these newspapers stacked, bundled and stacked, right? And I said to the people in the newspaper, I said, man, you got a lot to turn in. They said, we've got no place to put them right now. I said, what do you mean? He said, all the recycling facilities, there aren't enough of them to recycle the newspaper, so it's never going to be recycled. There's no place for it to go. And I said, well, then why are you taking it in? He said, well, we'll get there. It'll happen. And I've had this eye on the recycling industry ever since, because since the 1970s, it became, I don't know, part of our DNA to recycle everything. We had to recycle newspapers, and then it was plastic bottles. Of course, in Michigan, you pick up all the bottles, and a lot of them go off to the plants to be dealt with. But for decades, it's been almost reflexive for American households and businesses to cut waste and help the environment through recycling. We've been taught that since we were a kid, doing the right thing, you know, recycling everything. And it sounds like a good idea, except that it's become so expensive that more and more U.S. cities have just stopped the programs altogether. It doesn't work. It's costing them more money. Let me give you an example of a couple of these things. Philadelphia is now burning about half of the 1.5 million residents' recycling material in an incinerator. Now, that's good news. It converts the waste to energy. But in Memphis, not such good news. The Memphis International Airport, which is a big one, has recycling bins all over the terminals where they collect, you know, you've seen them if you've been in an airport, plastic in this one, glass in this one, trash in the other one. Anyhow, it's all being sent to landfills. It says recycling, and you feel like you're doing the right thing. You go up and you pay $18 for a bottle of water. And after you get over that, you know, shock, and you drink the water, all 6 ounces of it for $18, you throw the bottle into a recycling bin, and it goes off to the landfill. You thought you were doing something right to make up for that incredible ripoff at the airport, and it didn't work out. Last month, the small Florida city of Deltona faced a reality that despite their best efforts, their curbside program wasn't working, and they got rid of it. And those are just three examples of the hundreds of towns and cities across this country canceling recycling programs. Big expose now in the New York Times talking about it. The recycling programs are limiting the types of material they will accept, or they've agreed to huge price increases. We are in a crisis moment in the recycling movement right now, said Fiona Ma, the treasurer of California, where recycling costs have increased in some cities. Prompting this nationwide reckoning is China, which until January of 2018 had been a big buyer of recyclable material collected in the U.S. And that stopped when Chinese officials determined that too much trash was mixed in with the recyclable materials like cardboard and certain plastics. After that, Thailand and India started to accept more imported scrap, but even they are imposing new restrictions. We are exporting our trash to these other countries, but there's too much trash mixed in with the actual recyclable materials. So the turmoil in the global scrap markets began affecting us here last year. And I've known for a lot, we don't have the capacity to recycle all of these things. And it's not economically viable, which creates the other problem. If somebody's not making a nickel on this deal, they're not going to make it happen, which means the only way to make it happen is with your tax dollars. And if it's inefficient and it takes tax dollars, it becomes a money pit. With fewer buyers, recycling companies are now recovering their lost profits by charging cities more, and in some cases, four times what they charged last year. They have to jack up the price in order to come take the stuff away. And amid the soaring costs, cities and towns making hard choices about whether to raise taxes, cut other services, or abandon this movement that became vogue in the 1970s. And I've known for a long time, and I've considered this for a long, watched for a long time, that virtue signaling in recycling, it's all fine, but it doesn't work. Recycling has been dysfunctional for a very long time, says Mitch Hedlund, executive director of Recycle Across America. Yep. A nonprofit organization that pushes for more standardized labels on recycling bins to help people sort material, but not many people really noticed when China was our dumping ground. Perhaps counterintuitively, the big winners appear to be the nation's largest recyclers, like Waste Management and Republic Services, which are also large trash collectors, and what else do they own? Landfills. Giant landfills. And recycling has been one of the least lucrative parts of their businesses, trailing hauling and landfills. Analysts say many waste companies had historically viewed recycling as a loss leader, offering the service largely to win over a municipality's garbage business. Hey, we'll recycle all of this stuff, but we want to be the sole provider inside the city limits. But that equation is starting to change. There's a viable market for scrap in the United States, like soda bottles and cardboard, but it's not large enough to soak up all the plastic and paper that Americans try to recycle. The recycling companies say they cannot depend on selling used plastic and paper at prices that cover their processing costs. They're asking municipalities to pay significantly more. So here's what I'm telling you. Heads up. The price of doing well and doing good and recycling, it's going to hit you in the wallet soon. If you live in town somewhere where you have a recycling program, up north it's free in the town that I live in. That can't last. It just can't. It can't stay that way. Big cities, recycling programs cost money, take resources, and it's going to cost you more. You've been warned. Now you know, all right? Let's see here. This part of the program brought to you by MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Listen to me. It's been a year now since I went on the MyPureHealthSolutions program. I lost lots of weight, kept it off. It's a year later. I'm still 30 pounds less than I was a year ago, and I feel great about it. I mean, I can't tell you enough. If you're ready to make a commitment to yourself, to your future, to your kids, to your grandkids, if you're ready to commit to feeling good, get a hold of MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Don't wait another day. Do it today. You don't even have to go to the office. You can do it remotely. They'll send you the scanner right to your house. You get scanned, you send it back. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Get a hold of Charity right now, and you tell her that Steve Gruber sent you, and he means it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.